It's interesting to think about those sheriffs and the way that they're being used. They're almost being like kind of like pimped out kind of thing.
Yeah. Using the assets that I paid for against me.
Yeah.
Does that seem kind of broke?
I wonder what other assets they're using against us.
Two video clips that were made their way around pretty well. That was one, and the other one was when I busted them over here, surveying, and called the sheriff and got them thrown off early on. It's just so much time spent over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't want to say wasted, but...
But you seem to be... You remain like... You're not like... downtrodden about it. I mean, you put up a great fight.
Here's the reality of it. So, me personally, I don't know where you stand spiritually or whatever, but I'm a Christ follower, and I put my hope and trust in things of eternal value.
Right.
And, you know, so it is what it is. You stand against what's wrong. Do it the right way.
Right.
End of the day.
Yeah.
God sees fit. There's a pipeline here. Okay. But
so that's your rationalization with your faith is just that this was intended?
Well, I believe God is sovereign over it all.
Right.
And I trust that He knows what's best for me.
Right.
And at the end of the day, my identity isn't in my property. It's not in my land.
Yeah, good point.
I can't take it with me when I die. What matters is how I treat people around me. What matters is... What am I doing to bring others to Christ? What is, you know, eternal focus, kingdom
right.
focus.
Right.
Eternity is forever. This
right.
is...
ephemeral.
And believe me, the older I get, the more I realize that.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. I have a four-year-old and a four-month-old. And
yeah.
You're
going to blink your eyes and they're going to be getting married.
Well, the four-month-old, first 3 months, he's more than 4.5 months. The first 3 months, we could not get him to gain weight. It was... scariest time ever in my life. And I actually, the last time I'm going down to Columbus after I leave here, the last time I was going to Columbus, it was the weekend right before we brought him into the hospital. I committed to these things, and we didn't really know how where we were
right.
when we were in it. And then when we brought him to the hospital, you know, he had gone from the 97th percentile of weight down to the third.
Wow.
So he dropped off a cliff. But anyway, the reason I mention that is because what you're saying with like why you do it. I mean, like, the reason that I'm interested in doing the work that I do is similar to you. Like, even if you lose, you have, when the book is written, you know, you need to take a, you know, you have to take a side. You have to take a side.
Yeah.
And you have to, I don't know about standing up for what's right. I don't know. Right is a very vague term, but you have to at least set down a marker.
Right.
Right. And that's what it seems like you guys did. You just...
It was unjust.
Right.
Somebody has to stand up.
You don't like bullies. No one likes bullies.
Right. And if you don't stand up, it's never going to change.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, look at any instance in history when people stood to make a change.
Right.
They didn't always win, but if you never pushed, it's never going to change.
Do you think about this? That's interesting. You invoke spirituality. Do you think like about this as like we're heading down a? I personally think that I just don't think we look at energy seriously in this country holistically.
We have no plan.
Right, we don't have plan. And like if you look at some of these other countries, Germany would be an example. I mean, they're a very well run country. But I'm wondering, like, do you see this, like, from a spiritual standpoint, like, what have we gotten off the track, even if you want to invoke spirituality, with regard to how we fuel what we do? You know what I mean? Like, is that something you...
We fuel as in literally fuel?
Literally fuel, right. Yeah,
well,
literally.
I believe that...
Morally, I mean, whatever.
Resources God gave us to use. We are to be good stewards of what He's given us. This is what I believe.
Right.
And so that means take care of it.
Right.
I'm not going to...
Steward them.
Steward them.
Right.
Right. And So does that mean, you know, I don't know where you stand on the whole global warming,
right,
climate change thing, but
right,
I don't buy into it.
Right.
But
that has nothing to do with this.
No.
Right.
That's nothing to do
still got to treat things right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a complex issue and it's a personal issue for everyone. You know, right? Everybody has a different feel, like your point of, you know, what's right.
Right.
It's a subjective word.
Yeah.
But,
because the word right can be used for some pretty wrong stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, from my point of view, it's, yeah, I think we have gone off track in a lot of ways. And with respect to energy per se, I think where we've gone off track is greed.
Yeah.
I think it's become a political, it's politicized, it's a business. It's no longer about what we need.
Right.
It's about what can I do to make more money.
Right.
And at the expense of I don't care who.
Well, let me phrase it this way. Let me ask you this question. This is an interesting question. So, do you record that data? Weather? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted
Davis Weather.
Yeah, I know. I've worked with them.
They're real deal.
They're amazing.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, do you have it inside?
We were clocking 40-mile-an-hour winds the other day here.
Were you?
Gusts.
Do you keep the monitor inside?
Yeah. I have a little.
And you can download the data.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this. This is an interesting question. So if this pipeline, instead of being run by Nexus, was owned by you, or like Medina, or even the state, or whatever level of whatever you want to talk about, it was being fed directly back into us and fueling our economy, how would you feel about it then?
It would be different. And everybody.
So the problem
is
that it's been privatized, that a resource that runs through your ground or whatever, your assets have been privatized for the gain of, is that?
So let me back up.
Yeah.
So the point about if it was for the community. So
right.
If we had hospitals that needed gas, if we had our community was suffering because we didn't have energy,
right,
and here was our chance to get energy to improve the way of life for the
right
community,
right,
people would be more accepting of the pipeline coming through.
Right.
That's issue one.
Right.
Second issue is I should have a right if I choose to have my land used, given my land away or not.
Right.
I had no choice in this.
Right.
The government told me I had to allow this company to do it.
Yeah.
It's insult to injury that it's not being used for anything local,
right,
jobs, gas, otherwise, and it's all being shuttled to Canada.
Interesting.
So that's a double whammy.
Yeah, double slap in the face.
Double slap in the face. I mean, you know, cite your pipeline. Go find somebody that will allow you to put it on. There are people around that will do this.
Right.
They will, because they want the money or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't allow them to just rip through a community however they please.
Right, right.
I mean, we spent millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to develop what's called a balanced growth plan for Medina County over
yeah
here in Guilford.
Yeah.
And it's to protect the watershed and prime agriculture area. And that was the state of Ohio funded and Medina taxpayers.
Right.
And the compressor station is being plopped right in that area, along with the pipeline ripped right through the center of it. But yet we have rules and regulations that were developed by the community to protect that area and prevent development. But yet they can just come through and dash all that.
Yes.
And we have no say as a community.
Yeah.
How is that?
Then why do a plan?
Exactly.
Right.